Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
tonight's Raw as well, but still. The weekend of wrestling was amazing here in this city. For those who don't know, I am Arturo, along with somebody that finally, well, I won't say finally, she has
I've been here for the past 3 weeks. Hush your mouth.
I was just going to say that.
Nobody didn't start on me.
Nobody didn't start on you.
Sitting in my house, acting like a fool. Well, it's our house, but that's not the point.
Thank you.
Sitting on our couch. I got tape here. Don't make me tape you.
What are you doing in that photo?
Modeling tape.
Well, that's the new thing now? Tape modeling?
Yeah. That's what my wedding dress is going to be made of. You were supposed to have gone, duct tape. Stoop that low. You didn't even go in. Oh, never mind.
Hey, it didn't call on. It didn't call on. My brain ain't as fast as it used to be. But, it's just this weekend, it just blows the mind.
Yeah, you had a good weekend, so I'm going to let you go on about that, because my whole weekend was, like, up and down.
Okay, I'm just going to get into the weekend. This past Friday, here we had Ring of Honor. It's just some good matches, and I think that's the last time, from what rumors said, that we're going to see Jimmy Jacobs in an ROH ring. I guess his last match with him and B.J. Whitmer were against, I think it was Marrero, and God, I know his name is Trent, but I just can't remember his last name. But y'all probably get the idea. Rumors go at it that Jimmy Jacobs has signed with the WWE as being part of their creative team. After WrestleMania, that's when he starts. So this should be interesting to see, like, what spins and turns and what some favorites that is going to be going on after WrestleMania. And it was said that he was doing some stuff with Ring of Honor, like being the creative side. He was also helping people with promos and just part of the creative side of things. So this will be interesting to see. Like I said, Samoa Joe and ACH match, that was pretty awesome. Let's see, they had a championship challenge. That was the main event. You had the Red Dragon and Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe. It was just pretty cool. And the ending was just pretty, like, crazy, too. So it wasn't no titles on the line. It was just, like, all four championships in the ring and a tag team match. So can't think you already kind of figure it out what's who tagged with who. Silas Young did make his return. God, it was a guy, I can't even remember his name. It's like everybody liked the guy, then they booed the guy, then when, yeah, Silas Young talked bad about the fans, whatever, they, what happened to the Logic people? I don't know. But it was a good match, too. Mark Briscoe against Beer City Bruiser. And a good highlight that he lost his match, but
yay!
Yeah, there's a few more matches that happened, including like a pre-show match. Like I said, they always come to town. They never disappoint. I have to say, it was one of the good shows that they had so far. Like, all the shows in the past has been pretty awesome, but just the show this time was just pretty good. There are some photos of in the WFSO group, not group, but on the WFSO page, and also on my Facebook page, you can check out the photos right there and then. Ooh, hold on.
You're really gonna yawn on me. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. Because I knew I was sneezing. That was coming out. Yep, I did knew that was coming. But, I know they had a couple of after parties, so I didn't go to that. And
no, you came home to me instead.
Well, it was like, I could have went to it, but just like, just one of those days, it's just like, no, I got to rest up for tomorrow because the WWE show was going to be going on the next day, which was this past Saturday. So let me get on to that. Of course, the people that complain about promos and stuff like that, it's always good to go to a WWE house show, no matter if you don't like it or not.
Because you said the promo is like, there's literally next to none. There are a few things here and there, but it's not it's not like a 20-minute speech. It's like 2 minutes and boom, you're on to it. So I've never been to a house show. I've been to televised ones, but I've never been to the house show because they've always coincide when we've got enough money for one of us to go. But hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do that, like, next time.
Right, we'll get to the next time. WWE be back here in a minute. Like I said, all the faces have won their match, except for one match, the United States Championship match. It was a triple threat match between Rusev, Jack Swagger, and Ryback, and Rusev did retain. They had a poll which was going on. It was like they was teasing it to go for like a Divas tag match or a one-on-one Divas match. And it was like it was going towards the one-on-one match. I didn't get back in time to see the results, but they did have, the tag team match did win the vote. I just don't know how percentage-wise it was compared to how they was teasing it earlier. So that it was the Bella Twins versus Naomi and Paige. Naomi and Paige won their match. Let's see, Goldust and Stardust, they had a match, and Goldust did win. And speaking of Goldust, one of our people, one of our own, Nick, part of the staff member, had finally, I know he probably
did
met him.
Did he get the costume?
Yeah, he did. So he was really dressed up as Goldust, and believe me, when they had that break, a lot of people wanted to take pictures with him, and it was pretty cool. And he did actually get to go backstage before the show started and meet Goldust.
That's cool.
Right, and the picture is also on the WFSO group if y'all want to check that out. So he said he just talked to him a little bit and just took photos. They were some good and awesome photos, so that was pretty cool. Let's see, I know there's more matches. It's just trying to think of them without trying to look at the photos and be like, earlier during that date, Paige came out, signed autographs, took pictures with people, and Titus O'Neil had done the same. So I thought that was pretty cool that some of them did that before the
I do like it when they do that because it just shows some respect to the fans who have got them there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying some of the fans do go over the freaking top.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're not saying that anything like, you know, how perfect the fans are.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice when you see the wrestlers come out and kind of thank the fans for what they've done.
Right, exactly. What we're going to do, we're going to talk about more of this. We're going to take a little break and just talk about what happened tonight on Raw and some other stuff that happened this past weekend. We're going to talk about more about WWE within a few minutes, so we'll be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles. Oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, you're still coming just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and I'm saving the day, she said. If life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiled.
And it will be a SmackDown taping.
which would happen when the next time they will be here for the next WWE event. So hopefully when we get more information on that, we will let y'all know and post it on to the groups and the website as well. The next time Ring of Honor is going to be back is going to be, as far as we know, is sometime in November. We don't know the official date, but when we get a chance and find out the official date, we'll let y'all know. Also, on Sunday, it was a wrestling show in Kenosha. Didn't get to see, but, well, maybe next time. So, I know they got another show going on next month. Plus, check our website, WrestleFanSpeakOut.com, to check out the information of SSW. See what time they're going to have their next show and what day. Also, we had the debut of Main Event Pro Wrestling, which happens in, it was in Ozaki Middle School, if I'm correct. And they are going to have another show that's going to be April 11th. So that's the same place. Check them out. Good action, good people. So now we can get into tonight's Raw. They did start it out with a Divas match. Did you just laugh?
My friend said.
Oh. I guess some people was happy about that. They gave them more than a 5-minute match. It was AJ versus Nikki Bella. Here's the match. Nikki didn't win the match. Let me see if I can remember the others. They did a 6-man tag that happened this past Friday, Thursday on SmackDown. I gotta get used to saying Thursdays.
And see, that still throws me off because when we watch it on a Thursday, there's been a couple of times where we've DVR'd it and watched it on Friday, and it's made sense to me. Then when we watch it on Thursday, I'm sitting there thinking, the hell isn't Robert home from school? And then it occurs to me, it's Thursday. It gets me so confused.
You think it was better off they just would have kept it on Friday?
No, I mean, it's good, that, you know, because it's, you know, how they've done it and everything. I'm not, that's not the issue. It's confusing those with little minds who don't process things very well.
I can understand that. Let's see. Eric Roman went against the Big Show, and it was a, I was going to say it was a no contest. And I was just wondering, like, please get that man a win, but they didn't. There were more matches that was happening, but especially the main event, where it's supposed to be Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. That match kind of did not happen. I guess earlier they was teasing that Authority was splitting up or whatever. The Authority, so Seth Rollins came out. It was like, took him 3 hours to fool him, Randy Orton. So all the Authority was coming out, and Randy Orton quickly grabbed a chair, and as soon as they was about to get in that ring, lights went out, Sting was there, helped Randy Orton, and I guess a lot of people right now are giving like tag team names and stuff. It's just so funny. They did. Okay, I'll read you a few of the things that some people had names they gave them. They got RK Sting, the Lone Strikers, and the Apex Stingers. I guess everybody was like all up in that moment, and they loved it. And after that, it was a WWE Network exclusive on the WWE Network that they interviewed Randy Orton and Sting. And I was thinking, like, they're going to actually have them talk? Because although what they did last week with the somebody was talking for him, but he actually did spoke. So I thought they was going to wait till like maybe after WrestleMania for him to speak or something like that. So I guess it was something different that they decided to do with that part. It was just kind of strange to me. So, but we apologize if forget about, like, all the other matches and stuff, so ain't like we wrote it down or anything like that. Oh, yeah, Ryback beat The Miz. Yeah, that happened, too. Let's see, and I think I do got some news on if anybody watched last Friday's Impact. I think this was when Kurt Angle and Bobby Lashley had a match for the TNA title. And although the rumors came out earlier about who's going to win it, so I am not going to spoil it out right away. So I'm just going to just give me a minute, and I will kind of read the results as soon as they hurry up and appear. But overall, like, how would you rate tonight's Raw?
A solid 8.
Solid 8?
Yeah,
okay, your reason?
Still a little bit too much chit and chatter going on.
Oh, like the long promos?
Yeah.
And then beginning as always. Yeah, I'll give you a saying. I do agree with you, and we'll say I would give it an 8 as well. So, so they did have a few matches this past Friday. I thought they had the big match, but the big match with Lashley and Angle for the title will be this Friday. So if people get a chance, watch the show. And I think it was already been spoiled on who won it, but I'm not going to say anything until the results actually happen. So just going to skip through that part. But, yeah, it was a lot of wrestling all this weekend. And just one of those things you just, like, pretty shocked that it was, like, a lot of it going on in
so
little time.
Yeah, but there's weekends that you like. And as
yeah,
said,
that's true.
For you, with how recent months and stuff have been, because you don't handle winter time very well, it was a good end, a good start to spring, because spring starts this week and everything. So for you, it was a good start to decent weather. It started off with something you really like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if I had a car, I'd have been all right. I guess things happen. But, it was just a good weekend. Catch up with friends, hang out with some friends, see some good wrestling, meet a few. So it was pretty good. So overall, it was a good weekend. So maybe next time another weekend like that does happen, but who knows? WrestlingFanspeakUp.com, please check out the website and all that good stuff for, like, news, events, and all that stuff. We are going to start promoting something else on Facebook, so please give that a like. We still want to keep our son's memory alive.
Yes, we do.
So please go to that page on Facebook. Also, look for WFSO on Facebook. Look for us on MySpace. Follow us on Twitter. And subscribe to our videos on YouTube, as some of y'all is probably watching it on YouTube right now. Do got a full show for next week for Clapback. Look at me, I was always about to forget to say that. But do got a big lineup, and I do apologize for this past Saturday. I didn't get to do the show because I thought I'd be back in time for work, but didn't have the time to. So we're going to get out of here from all of us here. With Hazel, this is our trail.
Bye.
Y'all have a good night, and hopefully y'all get to listen to this Clapback episode tomorrow. So until then, everybody, you guys have a good night.